From College Station and the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service, this is Robert Burns with your Texas Crop and Weather Report for February 24, 2015. This promises to be an especially bad year for leaf and stripe rust on wheat. Today I talked with Dr. Clark Neely, AgriLife Extension Small Grains and Oilseed Specialist, College Station.
We've been seeing a lot of leaf and stripe rust. A lot more so than we normally do for this time of year. There's been a number of reports out of the Blacklands and, in Central Texas as a whole. We saw a fair bit in the fall, and that has spring, and we're looking at pretty high inoculum levels moving forward this spring. So if the weather is ideal for rust development, we could be seeing a pretty heavy rust year this year.
What are the ideal conditions? More wet?
Yeah, it depends on the rust, too. The stripe rust really prefers cool, moist weather. So if we have a cooler spring, which I think I just saw a report from National Weather Service that says they, for a good chunk of Texas, they were predicting a cooler spring. That would definitely promote the growth and spread of stripe rust. And then leaf rust typically levels tend to expand rapidly once temperatures warm up quite a bit. Usually as the stripe rust is fading, leaf rust comes on later in the spring. But
How much yield loss?
On our trials here at College Station, we consistently do some fungicide trials, and we consistently see about a 50% reduction. That's the last few years that's been due to leaf rust. But stripe rust can be just as devastating as leaf rust. If not more so, it can be pretty aggressive.
This has been Robert Burns with Texas A&M AgriLife Communications.